You've already produced a PowerPoint presentation.
I think it's already on, actually. What have I missed?
Hi? Hi?
Maybe the input.
Sorry?
Could you put
Oh, you hang on.
You have to. Have you done the
I plugged it into that, but
Yeah, you have to do functioning.
Yep, it's got it.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
No problem.
Hopefully.
It's doing something.
Good.
Yes,
Yeah,
there you go.
okay.
Okay. Right. Well, this is the kickoff meeting for our project. And this is just what we're gonna be doing over the next 25 minutes. So first of all, just to kind of make sure that we all know each other, I'm Laura and I'm the project manager.
Right.
Do you want to introduce yourself again?
Hi, I'm David and I'm supposed to be an industrial designer.
Okay.
And I'm Andrew and I'm a marketing expert.
I'm Greg and I'm user interface.
Great, okay. So we're designing a new remote control and oh, I have to record who's here actually. So that's David, Andrew and Craig, isn't it? And you all arrived on time. Yeah, so design a new remote control, as you can see, it's supposed to be original, trendy and user friendly. So that's kind of our brief, as it were. And so there are three different stages to the design. I'm not really sure what you guys have already received in your emails. What did you get?
I just got the project announcement about
Mm-hmm.
what the project is about. Designing your remote control, that's about it.
Yeah,
Getting
that's
Is that what everybody got?
Yes,
Okay.
yeah.
So we're gonna have like individual work and then a meeting about it and repeat that process 3 times. And at this point you get to try out the whiteboard over there. You get to draw your favourite animal and sum up your favourite characteristics of it. So who would like to go
I
first?
will go.
Very good.
All right. So this one here, right?
Mhm.
Okay. There it is. All right. My favorite animal is like a beagle. Favorite characteristics of it, is that right?
Yeah.
Right, well, basically, high priority for any animal for me is that they be willing to take a lot of physical affection from their family. And yeah, that they have lots of personality and be fit and in robust good health. This is Blue Beagle, family's beagle.
Right. Lovely.
The small, cute and furry, and when plant babes becomes real, I'm gonna be up there with them.
Cool.
Here.
You can take as long over this as you like because we haven't got an awful lot to discuss. Well, we do. Don't feel like you're in a rush anyway.
Okay.
I could tell you a whole lot more about beagles.
I could too. Well, we might have to get you up again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where mine is. I'm gonna have to think on the spot now.
impressionist.
I draw.
Is that a whale?
Yeah.
Eh.
Well, like, I don't know, it's just the first animal I can think off the top of my head. I guess big reason is because I'm allergic to most animals. Allergic to animal fur, so fish was a natural choice. Yeah, and I kinda like whales. They come in and go eat everything in sight. They're quite harmless and mild and interesting.
Okay. I still didn't remember.
Superb sketch, by the way.
Tail's a bit big, I think.
I was gonna choose a dog as well. But I just draw a different kind of dog.
Yeah.
But my favorite animal is my own dog at home. That doesn't really look like him, actually. But he's one of the big, actually.
I see a dog in there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very good.
Now I see a rooster. What kind is it?
He's a mixture of various things. And what did I call him? That was just a death that his tail was. He's very friendly and cheery and always pleased to see you and very kind of affectionate and and he's quite wee as well, so you know, he doesn't take up too much space. And he does a funny thing where he chases his tail as well,
so
it's quite amusing.
Is he aware that it's his own tail he's chasing?
It is, I think it is. He only does it after he's had his dinner. And he just all of a sudden just get up and start chasing his tail.
It's an after dinner dog then.
Yeah.
Probably when he was little he got lots of attention for doing it and
yeah,
has forever been conditioned.
Maybe. Where did you find us? Just down here? Okay, we now need to discuss the project finance. So according to the brief, we're going to be selling this remote control for €25, and we're aiming to make €50 million. So we're going to be selling this on an international scale, and we don't want it to cost any more than €12.50, so 50% of the selling price.
Can we just go over that again?
Sure.
So basically, alright, yeah. Okay. So cost, like production cost is
altogether
$12.50, but selling price is that wholesale or retail? Like on the shelf?
I don't know, I imagine that's a good
our
question.
Our sale.
Anyway. I imagine it probably is our sale,
okay.
Actually, because it's probably
okay.
Up to the retailer to sell it for whatever price they want. But I don't know, I mean, do you think the fact that it's going to be sold internationally will have a bearing on how we design it at all?
Yes.
I think it will.
Well, right away I'm wondering if there's like the DVD players, if there are zones.
Oh yeah, regions and stuff, yeah.
Frequencies or something.
Yeah, okay.
As well as characters, different keypad styles and something.
Yeah, but for remote control, do you think that will be, I suppose
yeah.
It depends on how complicated our remote control is.
It does make sense from maybe the design point of view, because if you have more complicated characters like European languages, then you need more buttons.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing, international, on the topic of price, I'm thinking the price might appeal to a certain market in one region, whereas in another it would be different. So.
What, just like
just
in
a
terms
just
of like
a
the wealth of the country? Like how
just
much money people have to spend on things?
Or
like
just like basic product positioning. €25 remote control might be a big hit in London, might not be such a big hit in Greece. Who knows?
I see what
Something
you mean.
like
Yeah. Marketing. Good marketing thoughts. Oh gosh, I should be writing all this down.
Right away, I'm making some kind of assumptions about what information we're given here. Thinking, okay, trendy probably means something other than just basic,
Yeah.
something other than just standard. So I'm wondering right away, is selling €25, is that sort of is this going to be like the premium product kind of
Yeah,
thing?
like how much does, a remote control cost? Well, €25, I mean, that's about like £18 or something, isn't it? Or no, is it as much as that? £16, £17, £18.
Yeah, it's
I don't know, I've never bought a remote control, so I don't know
No.
how good a remote control that would get you. But yeah, I suppose it has to look kind of cool and gimmicky. Right. Okay. Let me just scoot on ahead here. Okay. Well, does anybody have anything to add to the finance issue at all?
Do you have any other background information on like how that compares to
No, actually, that would
other
be useful though, wouldn't it, if you knew like what your money would get you
Mm.
now.
The interesting thing about discussing production of a remote control for me is that, as you point out, I just don't think remote control is being something people consciously assess in their purchasing habits. It's just like getting shoelaces with shoes or something. It just comes
Five minutes
along.
to end the meeting? Oh, okay. We're a bit behind.
You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
so like how do you, I mean, one way of looking at it would be, well, the people producing television sets, maybe they have to buy remote controls. Or another way is maybe people who have TV sets are really fed up with their remote control and they really want a better one or something.
My parents went and bought remote controls because they got fed up of having four or five different remote controls for each of the different
Right,
things.
right.
So for
Okay.
them it was just how many devices does it control.
Right, so in function, one of the priorities might be
Yeah.
to combine as many uses.
Right, so do you think that should be like a main design aim of a remote control? Do you know,
I think so.
do
Yeah.
your satellite and your regular telly and your VCR and everything?
Well, like maybe what we could use as a sort of like an example of a successful other piece of technology is Palm Pilots. They're going from being just like little sort of scribble boards to cameras, MP3 players, telephones, everything, agenda. So like I wonder if we might add something new to the remote control
Yeah.
market, such as the lighting in your house or
Or even like, notes about what you wanna watch, like you might put in there, oh, I want to watch such and such and look at. Oh, that's a good idea.
And
So extra functionalities.
yeah, like personally for me at home, I've combined the audio video of my television set and my DVD player and my CD player. So they all work, actually function together, but I have different remote controls for each of them. So it's sort of ironic that in their the sound and everything, it's just one system, but each one's got its own little part.
Okay. I'm gonna have to wrap up pretty quickly in the next couple of minutes. I'll just check if nothing else. Okay. So anything else anybody wants to add about what they don't like about remote controls they've used, what they would really like to be part of this new one at all?
You keep losing them.
You keep losing them, okay.
finding them is a major pain, you know. I mean, it's usually quite small, or when you want it, right, it's slipped behind the couch, or it's slipped under the table.
Yeah.
You get those
yeah.
ones where you can,
really
if
bad.
You like whistle or make a really high pitched noise, they beep.
Yeah.
They're, I mean, is that something we'd want to include, do you think?
I remember when the first remote control my family had was on a cable. Actually, had a cable between it and the TV, and big like buttons that sort of like on a blender or something.
My goodness.
And you know, when I think about what they are now, it's better. But actually, it's still kind of, I don't know, like a massive junky thing on the table.
Still
maybe we could think about how it could be more, you know, streamlined.
Maybe like a touchscreen or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Or whatever would be technologically reasonable.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because
well,
it could be that functionally that doesn't make it any better, but that just the appeal of not having, you know, these days things in people's homes are becoming more and more like chic, you know.
Yeah.
Nicer material and
okay.
Might be.
Okay.
Be worth exploring. Yeah.
Right, well, so just to wrap up, the next meeting's going to be in 30 minutes, so that's about 10 to 12 by my watch. So in between now and then, as the industrial designer, you're going to be working on, you know, the actual working design of it, so you know what you're doing there. For our user interface, technical functions, I guess that's, you know, like what we've been talking about, what it'll actually do. Morph being executive, you'll be just thinking about what it actually, what you know, what requirements it has to fulfil, and you'll all get instructions emailed to you, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's the functional design stage is next, I guess. And that's the end of the meeting. So I got a little message a lot sooner than I thought I would. So.
Before we wrap up, just to make sure we're all on the same page here,
mm-hmm.
We were given sort of an example of a coffee machine or something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are we right now on the assumption that our television remote control may have features which go beyond the television? Or are we keeping sort of like a design commitment to television features?
Okay, well, just very quickly, because we're supposed to finish now.
Yeah.
Sure. I guess that's up to us. I mean, you probably want some kind of unique selling point of it.
Okay.
So,
I think one factor would be production cost.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
there's a cap there, so... depends on how much you can cram into that price.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, you know, that's the main factor.
Okay.
Right, okay. Well, that's the end of the meeting then. thank you all for coming.
Cool.
But I hope that was what they wanted us to do. I think if you can just leave it on maybe and then
it'll fry the bulb.
Oh god, this has turned itself off.
Try pushing the function and F8.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh right.
Yeah, it's just toggling the screen.
Oh thank goodness. Okay. Right.
This is all very high tech, I must say.
I know, isn't it? I don't know, do you guys go back to your
mm-hmm.
where you're working and stuff? Okay.
So.
Right.
Lots of unplugging. It's a good thing we don't each have a catheter or something. Kind of what it feels like.
Okay.
Too many wires.
to do a design project next semester. This is quite good training.
Ah. You mean that bad thing we do? What courses are you taking?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, SDP.
Yeah.
What am I doing? Computer design, operating systems, ADS.
Oh, next semester, I mean.
Oh, next semester?
Yeah.
Computer security and computer architecture and something else. I don't know.
Databases? No.
Sorry?
Databases, enterprise
computing.
No,
not doing that.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know how it was supposed to go. So.
Well, as long as you are, it is just that. So, just as I said,
I was kind of, I wasn't expecting the 5 minutes.